Traffic.
Your forecast from 7 News First Alert, meteorologist Mark Pena.
Mostly clear and comfortable conditions expected overnight as temperatures fall to the mid-60s by early tomorrow morning. Your Monday will be one of the hottest days of the year so far with a forecast high of about 90 degrees. If we hit that, it'll be the first time this year and 1 degree away from the record of 91 set back in 2017. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena in the First Alert Weather Center.
Enjoy the relative cool while you can. It is 71 degrees in Tysons. Waldorf, 69 degrees. Downtown at L'Enfant Plaza, it is 72. In Friendship Heights, 74 degrees.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good evening. I'm Ian Crawford. Coming up, in the middle of Passover, vandals strike a synagogue in Montgomery County. D.C. police arrest several more teens in connection with a robbery at a CVS. Also ahead,
it's part of Washington spring, the big temperature swing. I'm Dick Uliano.
Job protections for pregnant workers. I'm Lynn Bowie.
In 15 minutes, Bankrate's Ted Rosman with tips on how to line up a summer vacation that won't break you or the bank. The Caps season is over. They lose to the Rangers. It's 11 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Severe weather alerts are posted across the South again tonight. Many are just starting to check the damage from tornadoes that ripped across Oklahoma and are sharing their stories of surviving the storms. CBS News Texas reporter Jack Fink talked to one couple in Marietta, Oklahoma.
Authorities say the tornado that blew through Marietta, Oklahoma developed so fast it gave very little warning.
My husband saw the lightning flash and he said, run, grab the dogs, get in the interior room. So that's what we did. And it was about a count of 3, 2, 1 after we closed that bathroom door that it hit the house.
One driver was killed when his 18-wheeler overturned.
That was one of four storm-related deaths at least. President Biden has spoken with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu again, expressing his concern for an invasion in southern Gaza. Correspondent Deborah Pata in East Jerusalem says it's a concern echoed on the ground.
With the threat of a full-scale offensive hanging over Rafah, people here keep asking, where will they go? Much of Gaza lies in ruin. The destruction on such a scale, it is uninhabitable. And there is nowhere safe to run to.
While Israel's continued attack on Gaza and the U.S. support of Israel is more kindling for protests rippling college campuses across the country.
Riot gear at Ohio State. Tasers at Emory University in Atlanta with hundreds of arrests.
If you want to protect free speech, then you don't break up peaceful protests.
Greg Lukianoff of the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression.
Some of the ways the protest has been going on college campuses has been alienating more of the public than bringing it in.
Mark Strassman, CBS News, New York.
There's just over 6 months to go until the presidential election. CBS's Skylar Henry takes a look at where the candidates stand.
Amidst the jokes and jabs at the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner, President Biden detailed his perspective on the stakes for the upcoming election.
8 years ago, you could have written off it as just Trump talk, but no longer, not after January 6th.
Former President Trump responded on his Truth Social platform, voicing his displeasure about the event and calling Biden, quote, an absolute disaster.
The CDC says it's the first documented case of HIV transmission from a cosmetic procedure using needles. Investigators say the New Mexico spa reused needles for the so-called vampire facial, which involves blood to rejuvenate the skin. The spa has shut down. The owner has been prosecuted for practicing medicine without a license. In all, the CDC says 3 women were infected with HIV by the spa. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
11:03 on Sunday night, April 28, 2024. 73 degrees, clear overnight. Temps only in the lower and mid-60s. Open up those windows nice and wide. Good evening, I'm Ian Crawford. Top local story we're following this hour as the Jewish community celebrates the festival of Passover. A synagogue in Rockville was vandalized overnight. The vandalism involved a banner in front of Temple Beth Ami, on Travilla Road, just south of Darnestown Road. The banner had read, "We Stand With Israel," and it had been up in front for quite some time. Montgomery County Police received the call just before 9 this morning. So far, investigators don't know who's responsible. Several more teens have been arrested in connection with a robbery at a CVS in Navy Yard. D.C. police say the five teens are part of a group of 20 who hit the store on New Jersey Avenue Southeast back on April 16th. They're accused of trying to leave the store without paying. When a security guard confronted them, one of the teens threw a bottle at the guard. Two of the most recent arrests include two 15-year-olds who were also wanted in connection with an unrelated assault along the National Mall. The other three arrests include juveniles 14, 15, and 16 years old. It's 11:04, and it's not uncommon to have massive temperature swings like we've experienced this weekend during the springtime in our area. WTOP's Dick Giuliano reports the change from cold and windy to hot and sunny shouldn't be much of a surprise.
The temperature swing from Saturday's raw, rainy weather to Monday's expected heat could be 30 degrees or more.
Generally, we're expecting high temperatures to peak in the upper 80s. Maybe we might hit that 90-degree mark.
National Weather Service forecaster Jeremy Geiger says temps in the upper 80s will carry on into Tuesday.
It's not uncommon for these big swings during the spring.
The quick change is the result of a shift in wind.
The flow of air originating more from the south, even south, southeast.
It's not just southerly breezes raising the temperature.
That combined with clearer skies allow for more of the sun to heat up the ground.
Temps in the 80s are expected to last through Wednesday. Dick Giuliano, WTOP News.
Maryland, Virginia, and the district already have laws that require employers to provide accommodations for pregnant workers. WTOP's Lynn Bowie reports on a federal law that's offering that protection nationwide.
With the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act, an employee having trouble performing their job because of pregnancy, childbirth, or a related medical condition can ask for a reasonable accommodation. That might include a piece of equipment, additional breaks, or a different schedule. It applies to private employers and public sector employers that have 15 or more employees. If your employer says no, reach out to the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. This month, the EEOC issued its final regulation to carry out the law, and the final regulation goes into effect June 18th. Lynn Bowie, WTOP News.
It's 11:06. The Dulles Greenway is hosting its fourth annual Run the Greenway race next Saturday, May 4th. WTOP Sandy Kozel reports on what that means for participants. And for those who normally drive that route.
For drivers, it means no westbound travel on the Dulles Greenway from 4:30 to 11:30 on Saturday morning. The Greenway will stay open for eastbound travel. The closed section is expecting to host some 2,000 Northern Virginia runners and their families for 5 and 10K races and a kids' fun run, followed by a post-race celebration with music and food trucks. This fourth annual run, which raises hundreds of thousands of dollars for charities, is the first Star Wars-themed Run the Greenway, which starts and ends at Loudoun Station. Sandy Kozel, WTOP News.
A man has been arrested in connection with a deadly stabbing outside Audi Field in D.C. It was an hour before the D.C. United game last night when 49-year-old Wally Shabazz is accused of attacking 41-year-old Martin Gross Jr. of Northwest. Police believe a workplace dispute was behind the stabbing. D.C. United officials said the incident didn't change their kickoff time. They are also cooperating with investigators. Ahead in money news.
Going into debt for a vacation? How about opting for saving instead? I'm Mark Hamrick with a look at this difficult balancing act with more in my report just ahead.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Hey, have you heard the Virginia Lottery has a new Willy Wonka golden ticket scratcher that has a top prize of $100,000?
Tell that to my automated golden ticket scratcher apparatus. You simply put the ticket in here and the machine scratches it for you. And while we wait, we can play the Willy Wonka golden ticket online game with a top prize of $1 million. Just visit VALottery.com or use the lottery app.
That's one impressive scratcher apparatus.
Use it whenever. What's mine is yours. But hands off the scratcher. That Willy Wonka golden ticket is all mine.
11:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th. How are we riding, Carlos Ramirez?
Not bad at all. Looks like as of now,
major delays we're looking at are basically just related to certain work zones. For example, the inner loop of the Beltway, I've been telling you about this one, of course. Slow going from 193 Georgetown Pike up towards about River Road. Two lanes on the right side still blocked for that work crew. And remember, you got to maneuver through the cones to actually take some of these exits. If you're headed northbound on I-95 in Virginia, as you make way towards the Triangle exit, as of now, it does look like they have multiple lanes blocked over on the left-hand side. You should be getting by single file to the right. Headed inbound on 395, no major delays, but you are going to slow down a little bit as you make your way into the 3rd Street Tunnel. They got a work zone in the tunnel once again tonight, so just keep that in mind. Southbound 201 Kenilworth Avenue, broken down vehicle blocks off the right-hand side of the roadway. No delays because of it, so you will approach at speed. Westbound 50, the work crew is on the ramp towards the Beltway, so be aware of that if you're headed westbound. Northbound 270, the work crew is just past West Diamond Avenue, blocking the far right lane. Minimal delays for now, of course. Of course, nothing too dramatic. The WTOP Newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. Carlos Ramirez, WTOP Traffic.
Your forecast into what's going to be a steamy Monday from 7 News First Alert, meteorologist Mark Pena.
Getting a taste of summer tomorrow with forecast high of about 90 degrees. That's 1 degree shy of the record high of 91 set back in 2017, as well as closer to the average high that we see in the middle of July of 89 degrees. So remember, if you have to be outside tomorrow, enjoy the sunshine, but reapply that sunscreen, drink plenty of water, and also take plenty of breaks in the shade. Heading into Tuesday, a slight chance of afternoon showers and storms with forecast highs continuing to stay in the mid to upper 80s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena on the First Alert Weather Center.
Definitely take those precautions. This heat will not be fooling around tomorrow. It is 71 degrees in Annandale, Germantown 68 degrees, 73 at DuPont Circle, brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour with Mark Hamrick.
Financing a summer vacation. I'm Mark Hamrick with a Bankrate.com personal finance minute. A timely new Bankrate survey finds that over a third of summer vacation planners are willing to incur debt to finance their travels, with credit cards being the primary payment method. Millennials indicate they're most likely to use credit cards for travel expenses compared to other generations. Just over half of U.S. adults plan to take a summer vacation this year, with domestic travel being the most popular choice. For those opting out of a vacation, financial constraints are the number one factor. To ensure a debt-free and enjoyable vacation for any time in the future, consider these items. Create a budget. Plan your expenses in advance and save accordingly to avoid relying on credit for travel costs. Explore cost-effective options. Look for deals, discounts, and travel packages to make your vacation more enjoyable. Planning ahead is helpful here. I'm Mark Hamrick.
No training in Tokyo today. The Nikkei taking a holiday, but everyone else having a party of their own. Everything up along the major Asia-Pacific markets. The Hang Seng ahead now almost 2%. And coming up on WTOP, we're going to take a deeper dive into financing a summer vacation without going broke with Mark's colleague, Bankrate's Ted Rossman. Next, it's 11:12.
The door to your future is wide open when you're a part of a union. Now, the D.C. area's building trades unions invite you to learn more about a career in the trades at the Union Jobs and Career Fair, Saturday, May 4th at the Dulles Expo Center. For one day only, you'll have an opportunity to speak directly with recruiters from across the DMV and learn why joining a union is the start of a career and lifestyle, not just another job. As part of a union, you'll earn money while learning and developing your skills. Build towards retirement by contributing to a pension, and earn incredible pay and benefits in the meantime that ensures the comfort and health of yourself and your family. The Union Jobs and Career Fair is Saturday, May 4th at the Dulles Expo Center. That's Saturday, May 4th at the Dulles Expo Center from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Join us Saturday, May 4th at the Dulles Expo Center for the Union Jobs and Career Fair and change your future.
It's 11:13.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos. A better, easier way to get term life insurance. All online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-311-9595, 800-311-9595, 800-311-9595.
Coming up, flag football for girls is expanding in one part of the area. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
I'm Katie from Long Baths. For decades, we've helped families just like yours bring beauty, value, and safety to their homes. Whether your bathroom is outdated or lacks the features you need, we're ready to help you get the bath or shower that's perfect for you. And we'll get it done the right way, the long way.
Right now, get 50% off materials, plus no payments and no interest for 2 years.
Visit longbaths.com to get your free estimate today.
At WTOP, our listeners matter.
I love WTOP because I can get all my news, weather, traffic, what routes to avoid on my way into work so I don't get delayed.
WTOP, Washington's top news.
It is 11:15. It's April the 28th. We're right about a month away from Memorial Day. And then once you get past that, boom, it's summer. And as many of us plan for warm weather vacations somewhere, it seems going away is really super important to us. So important that many of us are willing to go deep into debt to do it. Bankrate senior industry analyst Ted Rossman joining WTOP's Dimitri Sotis with the results of a new Bankrate survey.
More than a third of summer vacationers are willing to take on debt this year, which is a bit surprising given that credit card balances are at record highs and credit card rates are close to record highs. The average is 20.71%. But I think this shows us a few things. One is that I think this pent-up demand from the pandemic is still out there. I mean, I think this is going to be the third straight summer of revenge travel, if you will. Now, maybe we should stop calling it that. Maybe this is more of a new normal and a lot of people really just craving these experiences. But, you know, I totally got that 2022 was a busy travel year as restrictions eased. But last year topped it, and this year may top it again.
How does it break down by generations?
Millennials stand out. They're the most likely to be taking on debt, although it's not a huge gap. It's about 30% of millennials versus a little bit less for other generations, more like 25%. Where we actually saw a bigger gap was in another recent study when we asked about a broader set of discretionary purchases, like travel and dining and concert tickets and other things like that. And that's where we found more than half of millennials and Gen Zers were likely to take on debt this year, compared with only about 30% of Gen Xers and 25% of boomers. So it does seem that with this experiential spending, especially the debt willingness piece, age 40 seems to be a tipping point.
Not to tell anybody what to do ever, but should we wait until you can afford to take a vacation without racking up debt and having to pay it off over several months?
I do worry about the debt piece. There are some things you can do, though, of course, to have fun on a budget. One would be to just set the money aside ahead of time. Like if you can have automatic transfers from every paycheck into a dedicated savings account, that can build up an entertainment fund. Specific to travel, you could use your rewards points and miles to offset the cost. Or you could also be flexible about your timing. Maybe go in the shoulder season or the off season, or fly midweek instead of on the weekend, or drive instead of fly. I mean, there's a lot you can do. And then the ultimate money saving tip is just to do a staycation. That's something that, you know, hey, there are so many great things to do in the greater DC area. Play tourist in your local area and have some fun, relax, recharge. That could be a nice way to spend a summer vacation.
That is Bankrate senior industry analyst Ted Rossman. Bon voyage. Quick look at the top stories we're working on tonight. In WTOP, at least four people are dead in Oklahoma after severe weather spawns tornadoes there. What a new CBS News poll is telling us about who voters in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin want to see at the White House. And what was talked about when President Biden got on the phone earlier today with Israel's prime minister. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. It's 11:18. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Back to Carlos Ramirez in the traffic center.
Thanks, Ian. For the most part, we're not seeing any major delays. smallest exception is going to be the inner loop of the Beltway, and even then, it's not the biggest delay in the world. Basically, you're going to slow down from just before the GW Parkway across the American Legion Bridge until just before River Road. Relatively short delay. Two right lanes are still blocked through there. Watch out when you take your exit. You will have plenty of cones in front of it, so just be extra cautious to maneuver through it. 66 looks good. Not seeing any work zones out there just yet. I-95 northbound's got a work crew near Triangle. Should have just a single lane of traffic on the right getting by. Delays back towards Aquia. Once you get past the Triangle exit, it's a straight shot all the way up towards Springfield. No issues on 395 between Edsel Road and the 14th Street Bridge. You'll see a little bit of a delay as you make your way into the 3rd Street Tunnel. That's just because of the work zone that's in the tunnel right now. Southeast Southwest Freeway looks good as you make your way over towards the 11th Street Bridge. Northbound DC 295. Earlier crash seems to be gone. Only a light volume delay headed towards East Capitol Street now. Southbound 201. The ramp that takes you onto 50 westbound, partially blocked with what looks to be a broken down vehicle. Westbound 50. Sounds like the ramp towards the outer loop has a work crew on it, slowing things down just a little bit. 50 out towards the Bay Bridge, you're actually completely up to speed. Between the beltways, 95, BW Parkway, no slowdowns, but 95 northbound's got a work crew after 198, blocking the right side. Carlos Ramirez, WTOP Traffic.
A toasty, roasty forecast now from 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
Clear skies overnight will let temperatures fall to the mid-60s, so by tomorrow morning, you probably won't even need a jacket, as that's rather mild for this time of year, and it only gets hotter from there with a forecast high tomorrow of 90 degrees under mostly sunny skies. That'll be 1 degree shy of the record of 91 set back in 2017, as well as a lot closer to the average high that we see during the hottest time of the year, which is in the middle of July, and that average high is 90 degrees. We get a little bit of relief heading into Tuesday, expecting mostly sunny skies, but the chance of a pop-up shower or storm is possible in the afternoon, and temperatures fall to the low 80s behind this little system on Wednesday, lasting through about Friday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena on the First Alert Weather Center.
It's 71 degrees in Annandale. Germantown 68 at 73 at DuPont Circle, brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week. Coming up on WTOP, is there a thaw in relations between the apparent Republican presidential nominee and the Republican governor of Virginia? More news in 60 seconds.
Hi, I'm Patricia Farrick, president of FVC Bank. With me today is Julie Vandervaat, CFO of Van Meter Companies. FVC Bank appreciates the long-standing relationship we have with Van Meter Companies.
As a trusted Van Meter partner, FVC Bank is the bank to use. We value our relationship with FVC. They have superior cash management, easy loan processing, and top-notch personal service.
Visit fvcbank.com. Member FDIC.
Now is the perfect time to start on your next success. When you apply to University of Maryland Global Campus by May 31st, you'll pay no application fee. An accredited state university, UMGC offers online and hybrid courses. Plus, you can earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning and work experience, or transfer up to 12 credits toward a master's. Get your app fee waived through May 31st. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chef.
This is WTOP News.
It's 11:22. I'm Ian Crawford. Thanks for spending some of your Sunday evening with us. A 19-year-old from Charles County is dead after a crash in St. Mary's County shortly after 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon. The St. Mary's County Sheriff's Office says Autumn Leanne Compton was killed when her car was struck, when her car struck a pickup truck while attempting a left-hand turn on Buds Creek Road near Mechanicsville Road. In Mechanicsville, the man driving the pickup had only minor injuries. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin isn't exactly a surrogate for Donald Trump. Young won his job in Virginia by keeping an arm's length from the former president. Speaking on CNN, while on a European trading mission, Youngkin also appears to be leery of Mr. Trump's new threats to impose stiff tariffs on a whole range of countries and regions.
I think that the specifics of combating unfair trade practices are going to need to be levied against particular countries that are not trading fairly.
He appeared on CNN's State of the Union this morning. After a successful inaugural year of girls flag football in Maryland, the program is expanding.
After operating in 10 high schools in Frederick County last year, the program is expanding to Baltimore, Montgomery, and Washington counties. Under Armour and the Baltimore Ravens are providing uniforms, funding, and other support to make it happen. Under Armour's Trey Evans says sports plays a crucial role in helping young women develop into future leaders. 280 Frederick County girls participated in the sport in 2023. Middletown captured the championship. In 2024, 51 high schools across Maryland will participate in girls flag football, which is growing across the country and will even be part of the Summer Olympic Games in Los Angeles in 2028. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
It's 11:23 when players Miranda Shield and Justin Walker arrived in Richmond for the National Wheelchair Basketball Association National Championships. They found a real mess. Southwest Airlines baggage handlers apparently had disassembled their wheelchairs. The members of the Phoenix Suns D2 wheelchair team described it to USA Today as arriving to a 300-piece jigsaw puzzle. The players say airport staff wasn't able to help and actually called police because the players and other travelers were going back and forth to the jetway to get all the wheelchair parts. Southwest airport manager in Richmond sent an email to team captains and event organizers apologizing for what happened. The warm weather may be drawing prospective house buyers to open houses as the traditionally busy real estate season continues. Michael Toscano tells us D.C. remains a competitive market.
If you're selling in the city, real estate brokerage website Redfin says you'll probably get three offers and sell in about 43 days. Those are the averages. The median sales price in March was $640,000. And Atom Data Solutions reports D.C. area homeowners who sold in March saw an average profit of $161,000. The Urban Turf real estate website says from a pure dollar perspective, for the first quarter of the year, sellers in the 20015 zip code, Chevy Chase, Barnaby Wood, and Tenleytown, had the highest average seller gain citywide at just over $481,000. Michael Toscano, WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Craig Hanrahan, as hard as the Caps worked to get into the playoffs, this really is a bad taste in our mouths.
Yeah, absolutely. Even though they did get in with a nice flurry to finish, and many did not think they were capable of making the playoffs. Once you get in, you think you have a chance, but the Capitals ran in to the New York Rangers, and they really did not, especially on the power play, just could not find ways to score as they lose 4-2. At Cap One Arena, and the Rangers move on with a 4-0 win. So it's a series sweep. First time the Capitals have been swept since 2011. Afterwards in the locker room, John Carlson, Caps defenseman, this one hurts.
It stinks, no matter.